Welcome to the new edition of Roadrunner Radio.
The Foothills Run Radio!
Hi, we are Group 3A. My name is Glorisa, and here with me is Lupita, Melissa, and Emmanuel. Our disagreement is if you have poor grades, you should have a job. You should get a job because you can improve grades. You all know 3 times 4 because you worked hard. Improve your grades and work to get it. We are against not getting a job if you have poor grades. If your grades are poor, maybe a job will do you good. Jobs will not have any effect to your grades whatsoever. Jobs may educate you in any way. Your job may make your life better by giving you wealth and education.
Everyone needs jobs, so why not get one whenever your grades are bad? I know what you're thinking. Is she crazy? Balance a job on bad grades. Well, in fact, a job can improve poor grades. You can use your job skills in school.
For example, if you are supposed to order 12 boxes of, let's say, toothpaste, and there are 8 toothpaste bottles in each box. See? Times tables right there. Everybody, 8 times 12 is 96. Also, if your job requires typing, you could practice spelling. You could practice spelling too. Jobs don't prevent good grades. They make them reality.
If you have bad grades like a D or an F, you should get a job because it will teach you a lesson. It will also make you want to do better next time. It is also good because you want to do better next time and be even more responsible. That's why you should get a job.
Hi, my name is Matthew, and here with me is Dominic, Angelica, and Philip. We are against having to have a job if you have bad grades. I think it is unfair for kids to have a job if their grades are poor because you won't have time to do homework and other people won't have jobs. And also, if you have weekends off and you still have bad grades, you'll not be able to go on vacation or be able to go to a friend's birthday. Also, when you're sick and you have bad grades, you'll have to do your job. And the only way to not have a job is if you get a good grade. So I think that you don't need a job if you have terrible grades and that no one should have a job if they have bad grades.
It is cruel punishment. Kids shouldn't have a job yet, and it is too early for them to be working at that kind of job.
When you do a job, when you get a bad grade, you are not helping your grade, because when you have to do a non-mowing or babysitting like that, it doesn't teach you anything. Instead, you should study more.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is going to be our rebuttal session.
What do birthdays have to do with it?
Because if you really badly want to go to your friend's birthday, you won't be able to.
How will birthdays educate you?
They won't educate you, but you will want to go if it is your friends or someone in your family.
Isn't it more important to educate yourself than to go to a birthday party?
Sometimes maybe you'll have like an education game at the party.
How is it punishment if it will improve your grades?
Because they're too young to have a job and they wouldn't know what to do.
Maybe that's if they're younger than 5, but older they might.
But it's up to their parents.
You can do homework on your break.
But what if you you have a job till night and you won't be able to go home until tomorrow.
If it is punishment, then how will you educate yourself without getting any skills of education?
You're the ones who are saying that it's punishment.
This is our conclusion for our rebuttal.